Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, a lot of people are freaking out about the 87,000 new agents to harass Americans on their taxes. As we all know, that's a part of judgment. The Lord said that he would send spoilers, and that's exactly what these people are. We know it's an unconstitutional agency. But today we're going to be having on with us Dan Pilla. And there's no better guy to have on concerning what is, or the guy to ask concerning what is up with the IRS. He's going to be joining us in just a moment. Before we do that, go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go up to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Click onto that and join us on our Rumble feed. On our Rumble feed, subscribe to that as well, and you can watch us on social media platforms. We just got picked up by CTA TV out of Atlanta, Georgia, so we welcome them aboard. CTA TV out of Atlanta, we totally appreciate your trust. I wanted to give you that shout out as well. And oh, by the way, if you want to call in, you can 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. You know, concerning the IRS and what's going on here, again, Dan Pilla is going to be with us in just a couple moments. But I got to tell you, in all honesty, I'm really bothered by a lot of stuff that the federal government is doing with our tax dollars on so many different fronts. As a matter of fact, I do a whole show on this. But I just seen someone post this most recently. And it says, I'm sick of having my paycheck taxed nearly in half. Is that true? You can answer that question, listeners, viewers. I'm sick of having my paycheck cut in half, then paying taxes on everything I buy. He's totally right. And then he goes on and says, only to see it sent to other countries supporting our sworn enemies to solve their problems while we inch closer to the cliff over here in America. And when I think about how they're illegally reallocating our taxes, I am bothered in a major way. I had a friend the other day during a conversation, and it had nothing to do with the conversation, and I'm talking about in particular concerning abortion and taxes. But during that conversation that we were having, he had said, you know, I don't want my tax dollars to be stolen from that of the federal government and then illegally reallocated to force us to pay for the abortion and murder of innocent babies in the womb. And when I thought of that, I'll tell you what, that just really took a hold of me because, listen, I pay all of my due taxes. And again, I'm not a tax protester. I am a minister of the gospel. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I also see an IRS publication 557 that taxes don't apply to the church. This is another problem that I'm having today. Churches are not to be taxed, but the problem that you have with the IRS concerning that topic is that the IRS then comes in, if they want to incriminate you, they begin to redefine at will as to what a church is and what a church isn't. What a great way to set people up in the unknown. And in talking about even the tax code, and again, we have Dan Pilla joining us in just a couple minutes. The tax code within itself is designed to do what? Is there resolve? Is there answers? Is there sure footing? Well, then what we have to do is take a step back and ask the question, what happened in 1913 under President Woodrow Wilson? Is it even constitutional? I mean, folks, because if you look at every given turn as to what's going on in this country, we are doing it all to ourselves. Nobody's doing this to us, friends. Our sins are finding us out on every given front. Numbers 32:23. And a preacher of the gospel, how do I stand back and see what the federal government is doing, not just with abortion, but that is number one uno to me, friends, let me tell you. Or the other allocations that the federal government are doing with our tax dollars without delegated authority from we the people, acting outside of their scope of authority, doing what they will, only to what? Fortify themselves and their agencies against we the people that are paying the bill. Just think about that. We're paying for our own demise if we let all of this stuff go unchecked. If you're not examining what's going on in your country, friends, namely when it comes to the IRS and what your tax dollars are going to, I would strongly suggest that you stop and think about it for a moment, because at every given turn, as I said, hey folks, let me stop right there. Even illegal immigration? Why are the illegals coming into America? Because mayors and governors are taking our tax dollars and they're alluring illegals into America to plunder this country. Regardless if it's man in the know that he's plundering the country or not, it matters not. It is the judgment of God. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And again, friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, remember back under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's tenure? Do you remember when they created Obamacare, which, by the way, they gave it three different names, and it started under Romney Care, and then the American people were led to believe when Romney was up against Barack that he was actually a righteous operative to stand up against him concerning a presidential candidate? Well, it started under him. And then it turned into what? Affordable Care Act, and then it turned into Obamacare, and then under Donald Trump it turned into what? American Health Care Act. It was the same act, friends. It was all an unconstitutional act. There's no constitutional grounds for any of this. Remember when they turned Obamacare into a tax? Under the Chief Injustice in Washington, D.C., when he created it to be a tax? I mean, it was just incredibly insulting to the American people that he did what he did, but he did it anyways. And I'm talking about Judge John Roberts, who's a great advocate, by the way, for the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in every state of our country. Well, look at state statutes. So there's much to cover here, friends, but I'm just speaking out loud as to the things that really are bothering me concerning what's going on with the IRS today. And do I have a good conscience? Do I feel okay about paying certain taxes when it comes to the things that they're reallocating our tax dollars to? Because, again, I am bothered. And what we're going to hit Dan on is this, the 87,000 new agents to harass Americans on their taxes, as if to suggest that they're not paying enough. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going to pull up Dan Pilla right now. Dan, I named the show. There is no one better qualified than Dan Pilla. So you know what that means next time I see you, to tell you what the IRS is up to. So with that said, Dan, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I just want to take this in stride, and I want to start out with the first thing, if you don't mind. Welcome to the show, by the way, my friend.
That's good, and thanks for having me, Bradley. It's great to talk to you, and I appreciate everything you do. God bless you and Stephanie and the family. You guys are a stalwart here for God's work. I appreciate it personally, so thank you.
Amen, vice versa. I just seen a post this morning, Dan. It says, I'm sick of having my paychecks taxed nearly in half, then having taxes on everything I buy. I notice the same thing every step of the way in this life. Then he says, only to see it sent to other countries to solve their problems while we inch closer to the cliff. Now, Dan, I had a conversation, and I don't know if you were on air at this point, but I was having a conversation the other day, and we weren't talking about anything in particular, but this is what came up in the conversation. He said, I personally don't want to give my money over to the federal government so they can go ahead and reallocate that money illegally to force us as accomplices to the murder of the innocent in the womb. What do you say about all this reallocation going on with the federal government in tax dollars that are in fact being reallocated, in fact, to the destruction of this own country, our own country, on so many different fronts?
Well, I'll tell you, Bradley, it's a fundamental misunderstanding, fundamental distortion is what it is. Not a misunderstanding. Fundamental distortion of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to tax for 3 very narrow purposes. Number one is to provide for the debts of the nation, which is just a general thing. You know, they have to pay the bills for the office buildings and so forth, right? Provide for the debts of the nation. Number two is to provide for national defense. So that's a military. So those two things, easy to understand. The third thing is to provide for the general welfare. Now, here's where the distortion comes in, and here's where the lies of the left come into play. The lies of the left would have us believe that the word welfare means to take care of everybody or somebody, or to provide particular benefits for this group of people or that group of people. Thomas Jefferson, of course, while Jefferson was not a part of the Constitutional Convention, Jefferson was very clear that the term general welfare, the phrase general welfare, meant that it had to benefit everybody. The only way that the federal government could impose a tax on citizens is if the proceeds of that tax, if the spending associated with that tax benefited everybody, not one segment of the society at the expense of another, and certainly not citizens and governments and foreign nations at the expense of U.S. citizens.
Yep.
The general welfare clause, Bradley, has been distorted remarkably and diabolically, in my opinion, since the 1930s. They started distorting the phrase when Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal programs were working their way through the Supreme Court. Most of them were declared unconstitutional in the early part of the 1930s, particularly because of this general welfare clause. The court said, we don't have the authority to benefit this particular group at the expense of that group. We just can't do it. And so they were declared unconstitutional, and that's when Roosevelt threatened to pack the court. Roosevelt said, yep, well, we'll fix this problem. We'll just take the Supreme Court from 9 members to 15. I'll appoint the extra 6 members, and I'll get everything I want. And so the Supreme Court essentially caved into that pressure and started expanding the definition of general welfare. We are to the point now, Bradley, where the body of cases under the general welfare clause take the position, and this is not hyperbole, they take the position that the phrase general welfare means anything Congress wants it to mean. And this is why they get away with this stuff, Bradley, and this is the operation. What we're seeing here is the operation of positive law, which is man-made law, versus natural law, which is God's law.
Yep.
For over a century, this country operated under the firm mooring, grounding, if you will, of a system of natural law. And at the core of that natural law is God's divinely inspired law that is given to us through Scripture. We started departing from that in the late 1800s into the early 1900s. By 1930, 1940, most of the judges on the bench, and probably certainly a majority of the professors in law school, were teaching the concept of positive law as the means by which this country should operate. Think of positive law, Bradley, as Darwinian law, all right? Evolutionary law.
Yep, yep.
It changes from year to year, from day to day. And no place do we see this more evident than in the Internal Revenue Code. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here now, and this is shocking to people. We have a tax code right now that consists of more than 4 million words. All right, in the year 2000, so 22 years ago, the tax code was 1.3 million words. So it's evolved by almost 3 million words in that period of time, and that's not even the worst part of it. The worst part of it is the code was changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone.
Huh.
All right, so this is how a Darwinian system of law operates.
Yeah,
constant change, nothing that's set in stone, no North Star guiding us in our considerations. It just means whatever the next person in charge wants it to mean.
Well, we see that in other agencies. I mean, unconstitutional agencies. We see that with the FBI. We see that with the CIA. They do what they will, but where's the accountability? And listen, more than anyone, I hear this constantly, what the left is doing. What the left is doing. I don't, you know what, to be honest with you, Dan, I don't care what the left is doing. What I care about is what is the right doing. We have heard that Edmund Burke said, the evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, the fact of the matter is good men do not allow evil to prevail. So let's talk about what we call the right, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, Dan, there wouldn't be a left. And we're talking about a small percentage of the people in this country that are reallocating, stealing our money, and then reallocating allocating it to the bureaucracies in so many different fronts that they themselves have created. The American people have to be empowered by we the people, by those that should know better, to know that what they're doing is illegal, Dan. And so you're the guy that knows better than anybody when it comes to the IRS. Where do we put these people on check and say enough is enough? Because if Congress isn't going to listen to us, they're going to listen to the American people and they say, we're not going to spend any more money on what you're doing with our money any longer.
Well, the problem with that, Bradley, is first of all, it's a nice thought, but the fact of the matter is, how do you enforce it?
Yep.
You know, we got 85% of the people in America that are on W-2 wages. They work for some other company. They get paid by a company. The taxes are taken right out of their paycheck. And if for some reason they stop that from happening, if the individual takes some action to stop that from happening, the IRS has got a very simple and very effective response to that, and they just direct the employer to disregard whatever the employee said and take the money anyway. So as a practical matter, that's not a resolution. But let me respond to your larger point.
Okay, but I wasn't suggesting that was the answer, but I am suggesting that the American people, under the Constitution, we the people under God, are the law in this country, and they've never been given delegated authority to assail us at will and steal our money at will and go ahead and reallocate it to where they would choose to allocate it. That's the problem that I'm having.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the solution to that is, we have to recognize it is time for the American people to wrap their head around the idea that the Internal Revenue Code is a diabolical law. If Satan himself created a tax system, Bradley, it would not be worse than what we have right now.
Wow.
Right? It is not God-inspired by any means. And so we have to recognize that we've got to stop tinkering around the edges of this tax code in the name of tax reform or tax simplification. The phrases tax reform and tax simplification have lost all meaning over the last 20 years because all of these 5,900 changes that took place were all done under the name of tax reform or tax simplification. It's a fraud. What we have to do, listen, when I was a consultant to the National Commission on Restructuring the IRS back in the 1990s, all right, we're talking a long time ago, Bradley, mid-1990s, I was in Washington with this group, and they said, Dan, okay, we've got this charge here to restructure the tax code, to build in taxpayers' rights. You know, how do we do this? What do we do with the tax code? And I said, I'll tell you guys, I'd take the thing over to the highest building in Washington, D.C., open the window and throw it out and start over again. We have a tax system. Of course, they didn't really want to hear that. And I knew that. I mean, that wasn't their charge to redo the system. We worked within the context of the commission. But here's the point that I made to them, and I've been making this point ever since. And that is this. We have a tax code that's based on an unsound foundation.
Yep.
It's unsound morally. It's unsound economically. It's unsound constitutionally. Now, Bradley, when you've got a house that's built on an unsound foundation, it doesn't make any difference how many times you fill the nail holes and paint the walls. You don't fix the problem. In order to solve the problem of a structure on an unsound foundation, you have to bulldoze it and start over again. This is what we need to recognize. We've got to bulldoze this tax system and start over again with something else.
Yes. And that's Dan, I got to take a hard break. Folks, go to Matthew 7, 24 through 27. We're talking about digging deep and building upon the rock if we restructure, friends, the way that Christ told us to. Talking to Dan Pilla, taxhelpline.com, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. We'll be right back in a moment.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A member of ISIS will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. The ISIS beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. Foley's mother claims the ruling sends a message to other criminals who commit crimes against Americans overseas.
Let the sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
Alec Baldwin is vowing to never use real guns again in any film he's making. The actor also saying cinematographer Helena Hutchins' death was avoidable and so unnecessary, and he thinks about the incident every day of his life. USA Radio News. Apple users are being told to update their devices as soon as possible.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Mac that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of these devices. Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could get full admin access to the device that would allow intruders to impersonate the device's owner and subsequently run any software in their name. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Apple did not say in the report how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Regal Cinemas owner Cineworld is filing for bankruptcy. The UK-based movie theater company is expected to file a Chapter 11 petition in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We do have a guest, but you can watch us. You can still call in. I'm not promising we're going to pick up on that call, but you can watch us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We have Dan Pilla with us. Dan, we were just talking during the first segment, and I'm going to pull you up, obviously, on this segment and hopefully the next one, because I got a lot of questions I need to ask you. But one of the social media platform responses to how do we enforce this, and I know that you had brought reference to it, but he had brought up Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, which is to provide for calling forth to the militia to execute laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and to repeal invasions. And then when I seen who it came from, I kind of chuckled a little bit, and I said, I knew that was coming. But you can't really argue with that, because if you think about it, we are the law under the Constitution, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, and if we fail to remember that we are the law, well, someone's going to take over, and that's exactly what we've seen and are seeing today in this country. What say you?
Well, you're exactly right, but that's just simply, Bradley, it just simply is not a practical solution. It just isn't. And you know, first of all, call up the militia. Well, in the state of Minnesota, for example, which is where I live, the militia in the state of Minnesota is controlled directly by the governor.
Yeah.
We've got one of the most leftist governors in the country. So are you telling me that the governor is going to authorize the calling up of the militia to fight back against the tax code? It's not a practical resolution.
No, and then I what I think of in response to that is the fact that that's the reason that we have the Second Amendment. Now, listen, I'm not trying to listen. The war that we're dealing with right now is not created by the American people. Besides that, we're seeing in the natural that spiritual war, but we're also seeing that the church, 86% of the people in this country that claim to be Christians, love God so much that every given opportunity they fail to keep His commandments. So it's a lack of Christianity, right?
Well, that gets back to one of the points you made earlier. Is it's not the left's fault. It's not this fault. It's not that. I'll tell you whose fault it is, Bradley. It's the church's fault.
Exactly. I 100% agree.
The church has their responsibility to shepherd the people of this country and to tell them the truth with respect to God's word and their obligations, and with respect to the obligations of our elected representatives to our Constitution. The church has been in hiding for 50 years on this issue, and I'll tell you the second part of the problem. That has led to the second part of the problem, which is our education system, which has fundamentally failed us. All right? Those are the two causes right there.
Yeah.
So you cannot blame a lion for being a lion.
I totally agree.
You cannot blame Satan for being a deceiver. That's who he is. It's what he does.
But I can blame the American people, those that call themselves Christians. Benjamin Franklin warned us, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. They have willfully submitted to the wolves that they have created by playing the sheep and failing to respond to those that mean to control them, namely tyrants.
All of that is true, Bradley, but the ultimate responsibility lies with the shepherds. The Book of Jeremiah has made it so abundantly clear that the shepherds are the ones that fail the people.
And he's talking about Jeremiah 23, folks. Yes, I totally agree.
And what I mean by that is the shepherds in the church and the shepherds in our education system, who should be put there by the church, not by the atheists. All right, this is where the failure is. This is where the disconnect is, right there.
Totally agree. Okay, but let's get back on track here, Dan. So what I'm saying is, now, if we're not going to be the law in this country, what's happening, as you call it, the left, which I totally disagree with, because, again, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. And every time we make reference to the left anyways, what are we referencing? Those that will not be ruled by law in this country. So how in America did the right, or does the right, declare or define themselves as being the right when they're failing to uphold the right, namely enforcing the laws against those that are committing the crimes, namely the left? I'm sick and tired of it. I really am. But this is what I want to say. Okay, so if we, the people, don't take the government back, when in fact we are the government and our said representatives, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. That's what it says. Under the laws of nature and nature's God, right? As you were bringing forth in the first segment, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. Well, what happens if they fail? Yep. What happens when they fail to act out of that delegated authority that they swore to uphold concerning the laws found in the U.S. Constitution? Well, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 says we're to impeach them and to prosecute them. But again, the responsibility comes back to the American people, who fail to take responsibility for what's going on. And because of that, now we have, Dan, moving to the point that I wanted to make, 87,000 new IRS recruits that are being poised against the people that fail to respond. Is that right or is that wrong?
No, that's exactly right. The Inflation Reduction Act, which has nothing to do with reducing inflation, authorized the expenditure of $80 billion to the IRS for the next 10 years. So put this in perspective, Bradley. Right now, the IRS's annual budget, about $12.5 billion. So they're going to get $8 billion more every year for the next 10 years.
Incredible.
Push their budget to roughly $21, $22 billion, roughly a doubling. And right now, and plus of that money, 87,000 new employees is authorized, just under 87,000 new employees authorized. And to put that in perspective, right now today the IRS has a workforce of about 80,000 people. So it'll more than double the workforce. Now here's where, speaking of fraud and deception, here's where the Treasury Department and the I'm going to use the phrase again, the leftists are so diabolically nefarious about what they're saying about this. I got a letter in front of me right now that was written by the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service to the Senate, all right? This is written to every senator in the United States. He says, and I quote, these resources are absolutely not about increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle-income Americans.
Nope.
So he tells every senator that no small business has to worry about it, no middle-income American has to worry about it, and Bradley, it's an absolute lie. I also have in front of me a 22-page treatise that was written by the Department of Treasury back in May of 2021 when they first started floating this idea of $80 billion and $87,000. This is the tax compliance agenda written by the president's Treasury Department.
Yep.
All right, and it specifically says that the attacks are going to go against, and I quote, partnerships, S corporations, and proprietorships who are responsible for $200 billion, parentheses, approximately half, the annual net underreporting of income. They believe, Bradley, that it's small businesses, sole proprietorships are by definition mom and pop operations.
Yep.
S corporations, by definition, are small businesses, 3, 4, 5 members of a business. Small partnerships, under 100 partners. These are the heart and soul of middle income Americans, the heart and soul of entrepreneurs in this country that make this economy tick. That's where the IRS is going. They're not going after high-income people, Bradley, because the fact that despite all of the nonsense that's coming out of the Treasury about high-income people cheating, the fact is the more income you have, the more capacity you have to hire hotshot lawyers and accountants to take care of your tax matters so you don't get sideways with the IRS. These people aren't hiding income. They're not cheating on their tax. Of course, there's tax cheats out there. We all know that. But the fact of the matter is it's mom and pop businesses that they're coming after because these people cannot afford to hire the hotshot lawyers they need to fight back.
So they're finishing off the little business guys is what you're telling us. Yeah. Okay. So let me put this into perspective. So we have a government that illegally sanctions the murder of over 63 million babies since 1973. They create the IRS, and then they empower them and arm them. I've seen the videos. And then they arm the IRS agents to war against the American people. I didn't know that was the purpose of American government, Dan. And I want to know, from your perspective on the inside out, looking on from the inside out concerning the IRS, what is the resolve that the American people need to know, or what is their responsibility to put a stop to all of that which is going on concerning the IRS today?
Well, those are two very broad questions. Let's deal with the first
You got three
part.
Minutes on this one, but I got you for
three
one
minutes.
More segment. Yeah, just
okay.
for the
All
answer
right.
on this one. This is good
right.
because then I get to put you in a little box. This is good, Dan.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, so as far as what do people need to know to defend themselves, you need to know this. The IRS never has to put, when it comes to a tax audit, Bradley, the Internal Revenue Service is remarkably different than any other agency of government, any other law enforcement agency. You get sideways with any other government agency, they have to prove you did it wrong. They have the burden of proof. You get in trouble with the IRS, you have to prove you did it right. They don't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And so this is the single most important thing for small businesses, everybody really, to understand, is that you need to be able to demonstrate, if you're called in for an audit, that your tax return is correct. And so that means you can't just simply delegate the responsibility for tax return preparation. It's fine to use a tax pro. It's important to use a tax pro that knows what they're doing. That's fine. But you got to engage with this person, Bradley. It's like going to the dentist. You know, you can have the best dentist in the country, but I don't know a single dentist that goes to his patient's house and brushes his teeth for his clients, right? He doesn't brush the teeth for the patients.
Yeah.
You have got to engage with your tax professional so you understand what's in your tax return, because ultimately you're responsible for it when you sign it. You have got to know how to prove that tax return is correct, and that involves proper record keeping, which again, most people don't know how to do. Two-thirds of all small business problems with the IRS are records-related. It's not that people are cheating, Bradley.
Okay.
They're not keeping the records properly, and that's what you need to do. My small business tax guide shows you how to do that so you won't get in trouble with the IRS.
TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com, Dan Pilla. I really do believe, Dan, there's nobody better out there to make reference to when it comes to if you have issues with the IRS as to how to bring them to resolve. So in all honesty, honesty. I really do believe that about you because I know you. I think you're a sweetheart of a guy. I think you're a street fighter. And I just think you're, for a better way of saying it, I think you're a kick in the pants. I think you're a great guy. I really do. I want to ask you another question on the other side. And after I have you answer, what is the resolve to the American people? Okay, keep better records. I get all that. I want to talk about the church, the IRS publication 557 versus the 501c3 on the other side of this break. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Folks, talking to Dan Pillow right now. We'll be back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Dan Pilla. Folks, if you want to check out Dan Pilla, please go over to taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. I say this in all sincerity. Dan's a friend of mine. He's been a friend of mine for years. We've spent time together. He's been tried and true as a friend. And I really do believe that this is the guy to go to. I've had other people in California that have went to Dan Pilla concerning tax helps when they were in trouble with the IRS. And Dan got it all squared away and brought it up to resolve. And I said, so how did that go to the friends that use Dan Pilla, and they said it was great. It was great working with him. He got the job done, and I totally appreciate it. So that is my personal reference for Dan Pilla. And again, if you want to check him out, please go to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And Dan, I want to get back to you on another issue because I hear it all the time. People say, well, you know, the 501c3 is the problem with the church in America today. I hear it all the time. And I've been down both roads, being a free church and a 501c3. And I find that that it does tell us in IRS publication that taxes are already exempt. They're tax exempt. But I also
churches are tax exempt.
I'm sorry, churches are tax exempt. Forgive me. And what's interesting about that is I also notice that the IRS comes in behind that and then begins to define what the church is. Okay? And if you don't fall in line with the category as to what they named the church to be, well, then you can get in trouble with that system that you called earlier, basically a baseless system where there's no foundation, there's no sure footing when it comes to the IRS. So how does one operate as a free church?
Well, let me sort this out for you, Bradley, because I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here. Churches are automatically tax exempt. Churches do not have to seek permission from the federal government to be exempt from taxes. The law is clear about that. Where the confusion comes in is if you want to collect contributions from supporters have those contributions to be tax deductible, then generally speaking, that organization needs to be recognized by the IRS as exempt. And once it's recognized by the IRS, and listed, then the individual contributor, donor, supporter doesn't have any problem getting his deduction for it. Now, here's where the problem comes in. When you seek recognition from the IRS of exempt status, then you have to fall under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. And 501c3 covers a wide range of religious and charitable and educational organizations that are set up and operated. They're organized and operated for an exempt purpose. And this is where the pinch comes, because under Section 501c3, one of the restrictions under organizations recognized as exempt cannot be involved in quote unquote propaganda. All right, so they can't be putting out what the IRS would consider to be arguments in support of specific legislation or against specific legislation, or they can't be putting out arguments in support of specific candidates or against specific candidates. And this is where the wild card comes into play: is how is the IRS interpreting that word propaganda? How are they going after churches? See, well, my opinion is this, Bradley. This propaganda provision of Section 501c3 bought the church's silence. That's what it is.
Yeah. Under Johnson, yes. Remember that.
Yeah,
yep.
And so what happens is churches don't want to run the risk of losing their exempt status, because then donations won't be deductible. And God forbid we have an organization that people can't write off their deductions to, because how will the churches collect money? This is the problem right there. And that is
in Caesar's grip.
Have been shut up. And this is my opinion.
Well, it's totally true. It's in Caesar's grip. Now, just think about this again. So I clearly understand what you're saying. You can probably just say it a little bit better, because this is your elements of professionalism. But what's interesting is, okay, so in the 50s, Johnson comes in because he wants to shut down his political opposition, creates a 501c3. And then if you want exemption from the government and acknowledgement for the gifts that you get from the congregants, then you better submit to that tyrant. That's why they call it in Caesar's grip. How much sense does that make, Dan? I mean,
it makes no sense at all, Brad. It makes
none
whatsoever.
Okay, but what's scary about that, in all honesty, is that if you become a free church, as they call them in America today, well, the IRS can come in as arbitrarily as they'd like to and accuse you of any crime that you are now at length. You're the one that has to prove your position as a free church, when in fact this isn't the Internal Revenue Services. It's not their expertise. So
Dan. And I appreciate what you're saying, Bradley, except the body of law on what constitutes a church is pretty well settled, and there is no definition in the Internal Revenue Code as to what constitutes a church. There's no definition in the regulations as to what constitutes a church.
Huh.
And the fact of the matter is the court cases are crystal clear, Bradley, that the government cannot dictate what is a church and what isn't a church insofar as philosophies are concerned.
Okay.
All right? So just because you believe X and I believe Y and somebody else out there believes, whatever, right? that doesn't distinguish what constitutes a church.
Okay.
A church is a body of believers that congregate in one form or another for the purposes of expressing their views and for proselyting their views out to the public. That's what a church, and that definition is can encompass any set of beliefs out there whatsoever.
Well, that contradicts the 501c3 then, Dan, because you just got done telling me you can't talk about certain legislative acts.
I was just going to say the problem is 501c3's propaganda clause. All right, if you and I want to sit down, talk about the Bible, talk about the Savior, talk about the end of the world, we can do all those things. The minute we start talking about support this candidate and oppose that candidate, that in the IRS's mind crosses the line.
Who gave the government the authority to do that in the first place?
Well, where did it come from, Bradley? They usurped it. They usurped the authority to do that because, in my opinion, this is just me talking, one of the number one most important functions of the church in the context of the world, right, as opposed to the spiritual elements, which clearly surpass this, but in the context of the church's function in the world, is to talk about God's word and implementing God's word in our daily lives. That is to say, electing officials who recognize the sovereignty of God's word.
Don't they put their hand on that Bible swearing to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution, that they're to war against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, in that oath? Well, if that is the case, my goodness, the people really, honestly, Dan, have to take their government back. This is so far out of line. It contradicts itself. It's arbitrary. It's tyrannical at every given step. And the American people, when it comes to the IRS, are looking for, as you said earlier, there's no sure footing. They're looking for the sure footing as to, okay, are we good now? Are we not? What do we need to right? What do we need to wrong when it comes to the constitutionality of the taxes that we are required to pay?
Well, as we rappers like to say, Bradley, true that, dog. you're right.
Well, I am one for bringing about the resolve to the American people, and I know that the American people are at the point now. Well, wait a second. Like I was saying earlier, and I didn't finish my point, Dan, we have a government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of 63 million babies. Now they're equipping tax agents, arming them to war against the American people to snuff out the little guy. I mean, I don't know what it is that the American people need to hear before they lawfully respond to what's going on out there, Dan. This is so far out there.
But I'll tell you what. I've been in this tax business for north of 40 years, 42, 43 years. I have never seen this kind of funding of the agency, 87,000 workers, $80 billion, it's unprecedented. It's not even close. All right, it's not even close to what's happened in the past. And I have never seen a response from the media and from the American people that express outrage across the board to this sort of thing. I think this is going to be a watershed event, Bradley. I really do. And as far as how do people take back, this is the question that we need to develop. And, you know, we got 3 minutes. How are we going to do it in 3 minutes? But here's the point. We got to start taking things back at the most local level possible.
Yes.
Don't think you can go change the laws in the United States at the congressional level. That's not going to happen. We got to start working for change at the most local level. That means school boards. That means city councils. It means county commissions. That's where this stuff has to go. And we can have substantial impact at that level as a group of people that are motivated by a love for the Constitution, a love for liberty. This is where we have to go with this right now, Bradley. The other thing that has to happen is parents, and you'll excuse the expression, Bradley, but I'm not going to apologize for it, parents have to get their kids the hell out of these public schools.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah. I wouldn't have said it that way, but I totally agree 100%. I mean, they do, and that's what we do. We've done 365 of them. I couldn't agree with you more. Dan, we got about 30 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
Yeah, they get a hold of me at taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, taxhelponline.com. Bradley, my book, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, is my brand new book. You buy any book off my website at any price point, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. TaxHelpOnline.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.